الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون صدق الله العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the previous session I gave you all the necessary points which will enable us to understand this surah very easily and speedily, inshallah. But let me give you one thing more, and that is the historical background of this surah. It appears that it was revealed totally, one piece, in the sixth year after Hijrah. Because some of the incidents which have been mentioned here in this surah, according to the traditions of seerah and history, these incidents took place on the eve of the battle of Banil Mustalaq, Qasbah Banil Mustalaq. The Prophet and the Muslim army, they were returning from this Qasbah, and they camped somewhere in between Medina and that place of that tribe, at the well of Murasiyah. When the Muslims were camping there, at the well, an altercation erupted between two persons. When you are taking water from the well, there can be some conflict. So the one person was a Muhajir, Jahja ibn Mas'ud Ghifari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was the servant of Hazrat Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had brought his horse to give him water. And the other person was from the Ansar, Sinan ibn Wamar al-Juhani, and he was Khalif of Banu Khadraj. The bigger tribe of the Ansar of Medina was Banu Khadraj. Banu Aus, they were a smaller tribe. And the leader of that tribe was Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Abi Sulul, the chief of the Munafiqeen. Now when there was some quarrel, some argument took place, then there was some hue and cry, the slogans of Jahiliyyah were raised, the Muhajir called the Muhajireen for help, and the person from Ansar, he called the Ansar for help. So had there not been the presence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they might have fought. But then when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard these voices, he came on the scene and he controlled the situation. Later on, there was a meeting of the Munafiqeen at the tent or the camp of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. And there they said, Abdullah ibn Ubay said, "You people, you have spent on them, you have fed them. Now that thing is happening with us." There is a saying in Arabic language, "Sammin kalba kya kuluk." If you feed your dog and make it fatty and strong, someday it will bite you. They are biting us now because we have fed them. We have supported them. Now they can take the courage of challenging us. We are the sons of the soil. We are the masters of Medina. We are the owners of Medina. How come they take the courage to challenge us? And then he said, "Stop spending on them. Stop supporting them. They will all go away. They have to go hungry for one day. Then Iman Shiman will go off. All these are the sayings of a Munafiq. Don't take it from me. It's all, it will be gone." And he said, "Now, no more. Enough is enough. Now when we reach Medina, the honorable ones will turn these people, the humble people, the weaklings, will turn them out of it." Now one teenager from Sahaba, Zayd ibn Arqam al-Ansari, he was present there. He was a true mu'min. Because he was a boy, so notice was taken of him that he is also present. He reported the whole matter to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that such and such things were said. The Prophet called Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. "Did you say these words?" And he took oath, "No, no, he is a liar. I have said nothing. No such thing was said there at that meeting." Now he was the chief of a tribe. There could be no comparison between a chieftain of a tribe of Medina and a small boy. So he was put to shame. And people thought that this, small boy is the mischief monger and he only wanted to create mischief. But then this surah was revealed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they had have said these words. When this testimony came from the heaven for that boy, Abdullah ibn Arqam Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet called him. He held one of the ears of that boy and said, the ears of the boy had heard correctly. So that was a very lovable gesture of the Prophet ﷺ for that boy, that Muslim lad. So that is the background. Now we come to study one by one. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ جَاءَكَ. Who is being addressed here? The Prophet ﷺ. O Muhammad ﷺ, when these hypocrites come to you, قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, they say to you, they state, we swear by Allah and we bear testimony, we bear witness that we believe in you that you are the messenger of Allah, you are the apostle of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ, and Allah very well knows that you are, O Muhammad, indeed a messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself testifies, he bears testimony that these munafiqeen, they are liars, they are making false statements. They actually don't believe in you. Now this is something very strange, noticeable. They were telling the truth. It was true that Muhammad was prophet of Allah, messenger of Allah. There was nothing wrong in the statement. Statement is correct. But the person who is making the statement is a liar. Because all the a'mal is based on the niyat. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. They didn't say it from the depths of their hearts. It was only verbal testimony. They wanted to be included among Muslims. Although they have reached the third level of, as we shall see, the third level of nifaq, the point of no return. But still, they were concealing nifaq. They were not declaring themselves to be kuffar. So here wrote the word, كاذبون. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Here you find the first stage of tuberculosis. And I told you, telling lies. That is the first stage of nifaq. And in the hadith also, آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ سَلَاسٌ إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. It is again a false statement. وَإِذَا تُؤْمِنَ خَانَ. One of the three and the most important, the first and foremost, is telling lies. اتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً. They have taken and they have clung to their oaths, aiman. I found that one of the translators, by mistake, he has thought this word to be iman. They have taken their faith. No, not at all. This is not iman. This is aiman. This is the plural of yameen. Yameen is right hand. When somebody takes oath, he raises his right hand. So by this gesture, he is solemnizing his oath. So this word means oath. And the plural is aiman. اتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً. They are using their oaths as shields to protect themselves. The shields were used to protect yourself from the attack of the sword or spear or something else. So actually, when the explanations were called from them, why did you do that? Why didn't you go out for the fighting? Why didn't you spend for the cause of Allah? They always, first of all, lame and false excuses, and then to support their excuses, yameen and oaths. اتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً فَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This word has two meanings. We say in Arabic grammar, صَدَّ يَسُدُّ is فَعْلُ الْلَازِمِ as well as فَعْلُ الْمُتَعَدِّي. What does it mean? It has two meanings. صَدَّ يَسُدُّ to hold back yourself, not going towards any task or work which you have been called to do. And sadda yasuddu also means to obstruct others, to try to obstruct them also from going in that direction. Both meanings are there in this word. Sadda yasuddu, ruk jana, and sadda yasuddu, rok dena. If you are yourself holding back, it is also sadda yasuddu. And if you are holding other people not to go forward, it is also sadda yasuddu. Most of the translators have used here the translation of the second meaning, that they are turning people away from the cause of Allah. This is wrong. They are using their oaths as shields to protect themselves, not to go out for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, taking cover of their oaths, they want to save their lives and their properties and their wealth. اتخذوا أمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. Verily, it's very evil for them what they are doing. They think that they are making profit. They have saved themselves. Look to these people, they are fools. The ayat of the second section of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. When it was said to them, you have faith just like the others who have faith and belief. Look to them, what is Abu Bakr doing, what is Umar doing, and what are you doing? You must also believe in the same manner. And what was the reply? أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Should we believe like these fools? They are fools, they are fanatics. They don't look to their interests. They never look for their interests. They are always, whenever there is a call, they are there. Not saving themselves. So they are fanatics. So this is the thing. Sa ma kanu yamalun. They think, fama rabihat tijaratuhum wa ma kanu mutadin. These things didn't benefit them. It was not beneficial for them. Because they are doomed in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. Now this is a very important ayah. This is because they did believe. They were not the conscious or willful munafiqeen who only declared Islam as a conspiracy, knowingly that we are not going to Islam. No, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. They did believe. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. And after that, they disbelieved. After that, their iman was gone. فَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And then a seal was put on their hearts. فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Now they have no real understanding. The real understanding, they are very wise, but worldly wise. They are very cunning. But the real wisdom is the wisdom of a person who knows that the real life is the life of hereafter, not this. This life is going to end anyhow. If not today, tomorrow. After 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, it has to end. There can be no human being who can deny death. You may deny the existence of Allah, but you can't deny that death is to come to every person. If you have the true knowledge, that the real life, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The real life is the life of the hereafter. He is the knowledgeable person. He knows. He has the real understanding. Now these people, they don't have the real understanding. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. And there is a very beautiful ayah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa. I had noted it somewhere, but I'm not sure that I can find it. This thing, you know, from iman to kufr, in the case of the munafiqeen, it didn't happen, you know, in one jump. There is, you must have seen a person who is drowning somewhere in a river or a pond or a lake. He goes down, then comes up. Then goes down, then comes up. Then goes down, then he goes down. And then he will come to the surface only when his dead body has swollen and become lighter. Then only he will come to the surface, otherwise he has gone down to the bottom. But first two movements are there, two or three. He is struggling to save himself. He is drowning, but he comes up somehow. Then he goes down. And now just read the ayah number 137 and 38 of Surah An-Nisa. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Very beautiful ayah. Verily those people who have faith, then they go to kufr. Then they have faith, iman, and then they go to kufr. Then they go down and down. ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. Increase down and down in kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive them and not to show them any path, any right way. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give these munafiqeen, these hypocrites, the glad tidings that they will have the painful torment. So this is the condition actually here, because it is brief. Only once. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. This is because they had real faith, but then, as I have given you the three stages, going back, shirking duty, and not liking to spend for the cause of Allah, to take risk of their lives in the way of Allah, they are going back step by step, and grade by grade, first level, second level, and to third level. فَتُّبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And when this disease has reached that third level, third stage, then a seal is put on their heart. This is the point of no return. Now there can be no cure. They have reached that level. And that level is of adabah, I told you. Enmity, you will find it here. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ. When you see them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for that matter all the Muslims also, when you, O Muhammad, or you, O Muslims, when you see them, look to them, تَوْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. Their figures, their outward appearance very much appeals to you, pleases you. They are very healthy people. They are wearing very good dresses because they are rich. They are keeping their money back with them. So they are very influential also. Common people hold them in high esteem because their primary interest lies in this world, life of this world. They are devoting all their energies and time for gaining the comforts and luxuries and wealth of this world. So they are rich. So actually, logically, they are very impressive in appearance. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. And when they say something, they give some opinion, you listen to him carefully, because they exercise influence over the society or community. People look to them. So you also hear them carefully. You lend your ears to them very attentively. تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. But what is the reality? كَانَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ. They are nothing except like blocks of timber propped up. Very big blocks of timber. But they are being propped against some wall. They can't stand on their own. The character within is very weak. The body, which is apparent without, that is very strong, very impressive. But the willpower, the strength of character, regarding that, they are very weak. كَانَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. They take every shout to be directed against them. Whenever there used to be some, you know, noise, they thought that some time now has again come for some test. Maybe some army is coming, and for that there is a call to go out of Medina to defend the city, or to go out to confront the enemy. So they always feared, started trembling. Now again, another musiba has come, another test, another, you know, for us, a tribulation. يَعْصَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ. They are the real enemies. I told you, the enemy who is openly an enemy, He will attack you from the front. But they are the hidden enemies. We call them the snakes in the sleeves. In Urdu, Aastin ka saap. It will bite from within. You will never know. This enemy will stab you in the back. Hubul adu. If you could enjoy, you know, the beauty of the world, it's Hubul adu. They are the real enemies. Fahzaruhum, fahzaruhum. Beware of them. Be alert. Always be careful about their doings and misdoings. Fahzaruhum, beware of them. Qatalahumullah. May Allah destroy them all. Finish them up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying, Anna yufakoon. Anna can be translated in two ways. From where and how? How are they being perverted? How are they being deluded? Or from where they are being perverted or deluded? What does it mean? In Urdu we have a couplet. Kismat ki khubi dekhiye, tooti kahan kamand. Do chaar haath jab ke labe baam reh gaya. They were so fortunate. They had the chance to become companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The biggest grade that a human being can aspire for. The highest position. They get the chance. They got the chance. They didn't believe. They didn't embrace Islam. But only due to the love of this temporary abode of this world. The love of its belongings and wealth. The love of its luxuries and comforts. The love of its honors and powers. Trivial things really. But due to these things, from where they have gone, look to the height that they had attained. They had become the Sahaba of Rasulullah. And now see to the depth. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. They have reached that height. And now, how low they have gone. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُوحَكُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. I told you when there was the stage only of weakness of iman, not of nifaq. So there was confession that I have done something wrong. I accept my shortcoming. So please forgive me. Also ask Allah's forgiveness for me. This would have been the attitude had they been moments, but weak moments. But because they have become munafiqeen of the third order, what is their attitude? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When it is said to them, then what their friends among the Muslims and the mu'mineen also? You come to the Prophet. You confess your mistake, shortcoming. تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Messenger of Allah is very merciful. He is very lenient. He will pardon you. And he will ask and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to forgive you. لَوَّوْ رُوسَهُمْ. Then they shake their head. Oh, no. No, no. We are not going to go there. لَوَّوْ رُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ. And you have been seeing them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding back, not coming to you. There is again this word, sadda yasuddu. Here again, holding back, not coming to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this surah, this word comes in both the places in the same meaning. Not, you know, obstructing others. This cannot be translated here, in that way. Laitahum yasuddun. They hold back. They don't come. Wahum mustakbirun. And they are arrogant. Why should we go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why should we apologize to him? Because they don't have real iman. They don't know who Muhammad is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know him only as Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qarshi al-Buhajir. They know, yes, he is Muhammad. Son of Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. Son of Abdul Muttalib. He is from Quraysh. He is a Buhajir from Makkah. That's all. But that he was the Prophet of Allah, he was the Messenger of Allah, he was the Apostle of Allah. That they really didn't know. They professed to believe in it, but they didn't have the conviction. Therefore they were arrogant. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوَّوْا رُءُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِمْ اسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. That is what I said, prognosis. When you have reached this third stage, the prognosis is very bad, very poor. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. It's equal on them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ. Whether you ask Allah's forgiveness for them, أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Or you don't ask Allah's forgiveness for them. لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Allah will never forgive them. This ayah has been repeated in Surah At-Tawbah in rather more intensive words. استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم. O Muhammad, even if you ask our forgiveness for them 70 times, we shall never forgive them. This is the end of the faq. People who prayed with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were praying 50,000 prayers for one prayer in Masjid-e-Nabawi. One prayer in the mosque of the Prophet is equal to 50,000 prayers elsewhere. And they were praying. But because they were not ready to discharge their duties, the duty of making the deen of Allah supreme and sacrificing for it whatever is required, their belongings, their wealth, their bodies, their life, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. If we are not ready, then the path is not of iman, it is of nifaq. It may be that it is only weakness of iman, but the next stage would be nifaq. May Allah save us from that. Allahumma tahhir qulubana min al-nifaq. O Allah, cleanse our hearts from this disease of nifaq. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Verily, Allah doesn't forcibly guide such rebellious transgressors. It's not the law of Allah to forcibly guide or to put somebody forcibly to wrong path. Allah has given the choice. The choice is yours. إِمَّا شَاكِرَ وَإِمَّا كَفُورَ. Whether you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or you are ungrateful, it's your choice. Whether you choose the way of a path of iman and jihad or you choose the path of nifaq and this world, this worldly life, choice is yours. Allah is not going to forcibly turn your face towards iman and jihad. Or nor does He turn anybody's face forcibly towards wrong thing, wrong path. But He helps. If you have chosen this path, He will help you in this path. And if you have chosen this path, then He will let you go to this path also. Go wherever you choose. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Now in the next two ayat is that incident that happened during the غزوة بني المصطلق, which I have narrated in the beginning. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّىٰ يَنْفَضُّوا. They are the people who are saying, really saying, what that Muslim and Mu'min young man, young boy has reported to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not wrong. He reported correctly. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. It is they who have said that. لَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ. At another place also, they have uttered these words of kufr. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Don't spend on these people who have gathered around Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are they? Companions. And whom they meant? The Muhajirin. The Muhajirin came to Medina. They left their homes and hearts and families and all belongings at Makkah or all the other places from where they migrated. Medina gave them refuge, shelter, no doubt. Help them. That is why they are called Ansar. Help us. Help them in every way, in every possible way. But this was very unpleasant for the Munafiqeen. Yaquluna, I told you that Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul used of that saying of the Arabic language, Sammin kalbak, yaqulu. You have fed them, now they have become strong, Now they are attacking you, challenging you. Actually you are to blame. You have supported them, made them bold, so that they can now take the courage of challenging you. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُ Now we should stop spending on them. Then we shall see how many of them will remain here with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا إِنْفَضَّ يَنْفَضُّوا To disperse. إِنْفَضُّوا We read, you know that ayah in Surah Ali Imran. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِمْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ The same word. It's by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Muhammad, you are very lenient to with your companions. Had you been viewed in manners and harsh and hard of your heart, they would have dispersed from among you, from around you. The word is the same word. لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ Abdullah ibn Ubay said, لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا This crowd will disperse. ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض Whereas the reality is that all the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون But these منافقين, they don't understand. What was the last word of the third ayah? طبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون Now when the seal has been set on their hearts, now they can't have the real understanding. All their understanding and all their wisdom is for this worldly wisdom. They are very cunning, very worldly wise. Very wise in worldly affairs, in cheating people, extracting money from them. Very wise. But the real wisdom, the real knowledge, that is iman, that is gone, that is lost. So don't know that all the treasures of the heavens, they say they believe in Allah. But they don't know that all the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to Him. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلَّ They are saying that if we go back to Medina, because they were out in a journey, So when we reach Medina, if we reach Medina, فَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلَّ This time now, as I said in the beginning, enough is enough. No more leniency with them. We have to put an end to this dispute. These muhajirin must quit. They should go away. لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلَّ The honorable ones amongst us will surely turn out from Medina those, these weaklings, these humble people, these poor people, these weak people, who are actually thriving on our support. Now we shall turn them out. لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلَّ Some people have translated this azal with the word of mean. The honorable one will turn the meaner ones out of Medina. This is very wrong. This word in Arabic, zaleem, it means only weak, overpowered, downtrodden. But meanness is something else. This word is not, the connotation of that meanness is not included in this word of zaleem in Arabic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word for sahaba ikram. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَزِلَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you in Badr. When you are very weak, not zaleel in the sense we use this word in Urdu. No mean, Allah can never say to sahaba that you are mean, no. So, I wondered how somebody could dare translate this word azal here. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ While the real reality is, the fact of the matter is, that the honor belongs to Allah and His apostles and the believers. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But these munafiqeen, they know not. They don't have the knowledge. Honor is for Allah. الْكِبْرِيَاءُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ
الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر.
All honor, all glory belongs to him. And then to his apostle. And then to the real believers, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here you know the first section ends. The etiology of this nifaq. The three stages of this nifaq. The prognosis of this nifaq. Symptomatology of nifaq, all discussed. Now about treatment. The second section comprises of three ayat only. I told you the treatment, preventive treatment. Here in the first ayah, the preventive treatment is given. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O you who believe, don't let your belongings and your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah. Don't let them make you unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to attend to your children. You have to feed them. You have to support them. But you must keep the difference. Duties towards Allah are always superior than duties towards anybody else. You have to be faithful first to Allah. Then you discharge your duties towards your fellow men. But you, if these things engross you, they swallow all your attention, they take away from you all your time, your energies, they sap your energies, nothing is left with you to devote for the cause of Allah. You can't remember Allah. You are so busy. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O you who believe, don't let your wealth, your money, your belongings, and your children, your family, distract you from the remembrance of Allah. We have read in Surah Ali Imran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِ. We shall discuss this subject in the next lesson in detail, but please note here, what is zikr? And what is fikr? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Two words in the same verse, same ayah. Zikr and fikr. What is zikr? اِسْتِحْزَارُ اللَّهِ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Keeping Allah present in your heart. This is zikr. اِسْتِحْزَارُ اللَّهِ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Keep Allah present in your heart. What is fikr? You have before you two realities. Infer from them the third one. Deduce the third one. This is fikr. Logic. The deductive logic. A is equal to B and B is equal to C. Hence, A is equal to C. This is logic. This is fikr. You have the premises before you. You infer and argue from the premises. And you reach a third conclusion. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. This is fikr, smallest, earliest form of fikr. And what is zikr? Keep Allah present in your heart. What we usually call zikr is the means of zikr. You go on saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is not zikr. This is the means to zikr. So that you have Allah in your heart. If you are repeating Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and you are thinking something else, your thoughts are, you know, wandering to east or west or to north or south, to home and to family and to your business and to such and such thing. This is no zikr at all. Just as no, an incident happened. A Bedouin came to the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He prayed, but he was praying Just as some of the brothers do pray. You know, just going for the sajda, then sitting, and when they are half only, at the angle of 45 again, second sajda. Not doing the due right, giving the due right of due justice to this qada or qawma, from ruku, and then go straight to the sajda. So the Prophet said, when he has finished his prayer and came to the Prophet, sat with him, go and pray again, we have not prayed. Salli fa innaka lam tusalli. He again went, again in the same way, he was habitual for that. The Prophet again said, Salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go, pray, you have not prayed. Then he asked. And then the Prophet told him, you have to do justice to every rukun of your salah. Your back should be straight. And you must stay for some time in qama and then go to two sajda. And when you are sitting between the two sajdas, two prostrations, you should be straight up, your back should be straight. Spend some time. And there are prayers also. Allahumma khfirli wa rhamni wa hdini wa afini wa rzuqni. This is the prayer of the qada, jalsa. So actually, at least you give some time. So as the Prophet said, salli fa illa lam tu salli. In the same way I am saying, you have not done any zikr. Although you might have finished 8 tasbih, 10 tasbih, but no zikr at all. It was an exercise. You have done the exercise very well. Okay. So actually zikr is keeping Allah present in your heart. Istihzarullah fil qalb. The means for this, they are the zikr and you remembering by tongue and then prayer, etc., etc. We shall discuss this issue in the next lesson, inshallah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O you who believe, let not your families and your belongings distract you or make you unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, whosoever will do this, if he forgets Allah, if he is engrossed in worldly affairs, Allah is not there in his heart, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, and then they are the real losers. Because if there is not iman here, then shaitan, it will have germs and it will produce waswasas. It will excite your id or libido, excite your carnal desires, take you down the drain. But if you have the remembrance of Allah in your heart, then as if you are in a fortress, you are sitting in a fortress, you are safe, your iman is safe. So this is the preventive treatment. If you want to save yourself from nifaq, from the infection of nifaq, you have to strengthen your own resistance. And the resistance against nifaq is iman. And the strength of your iman is through zikr. Quran is az-zikr. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. The highest form of zikr is Quran. It is the zikr. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Now if perchance somebody feels that the infection has taken place and he becomes mindful of it, I should have told you in the very beginning, there is a saying of Hazrat Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, one of the very important and notable tabi'een, ma aminahu illa munafiqun, wa ma khafahu illa mu'minun. Only a true believer, true mu'min fears nifaq, lest nifaq should infest his heart. And only a real munafiq feels himself secure from nifaq. There is a hadith from, let me quote, it is very beautiful. Qala ibn Abi Mulaika, he is another tabi'i, rahimahullah, adraktu salasina min ashabi nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I met 30 of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is a tabi'i? Who didn't meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't see him, but he met the sahaba. He is a tabi'i. So he says, adraktu salasina min ashabi nabiyya. From the companions of the Prophet, I had the chance to meet 30. Kulluhum yakhafu an-nifaqa ala nafsihi. Kulluhum yakhafu an-nifaqa ala nafsihi. Each one of them had fear that they have nifaq in their souls. And so the saying of Hasan ibn Basri, ma khafahu illa mu'minun, wa la aminahu illa munafiqun. There's a very famous incident that a Sahabi, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, he once came out of his house and he was saying, uttering the words, repeating, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has turned a munafiq. Hanzala has become a munafiq. He met Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, what is it? What are you saying? How do you say you have become a munafiq? He said, I feel when I am in the presence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my iman, my belief, my conviction is very high. When I go to my house and family, I am busy in my household affairs. That condition doesn't sustain me at that level. This is nifaq. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, oh, this condition is with me also. So let us go to the Prophet. He could have clarified the whole thing himself. But he took the chance. Why not go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Add to our knowledge and wisdom. And there, Hazrat again repeated, Nafaqa Hanzala. Ya Rasulullah, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hi, how do you say it? Against it, the same statement again. The Prophet said, no, Hanzala, this is not nifaq. Your condition that you feel within your heart when you are in my presence, if it becomes permanent, the angels of Allah will come and have handshake with you on your beds. فَإِنَّهَا يَا حَنْزَلَةُ سَعَةً فَسَعَةً فَإِنَّهَا يَا حَنْزَلَةُ سَعَةً فَسَعَةً فَإِنَّهَا يَا حَنْزَلَةُ سَعَةً فَسَعَةً Thrice repeated these words. This condition cannot be permanent. This high level of conviction that you have when you are with me, this cannot remain permanent. It comes to man and then it goes, and comes and then it goes. But the real iman remains there. It doesn't mean it is nifaq. Then there are two, incidents about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Once he asked Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, An Huzaifa taqala marrabi Umar ibn al-Khattab wa ana jalisun fil masjid. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated this incident. That once I was sitting in the mosque, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by. فَقَالَ لِيَا حُزَيْفَةُ إِنَّ فُلَانًا قَدْ مَاتَ فَشْهَدْ He told me, oh Huzaifa, such and such Muslim has died. So let us go and you should go with the janazah, with the dead body, to the graveyard. ثُمَّ بَدَى Then he went away. حَتَّى إِذَا قَالَ يَخْرُجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ When he was himself going out of the mosque, perchance he glanced towards me, iltafata ilayya, farani ana jalisun, and he saw, I am sitting. Fa'arafa, then he understood that Huzaifa is not accompanying the janaza of this person because he was included, in his name was included in the names of the munafiqeen which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. That is why he is not going. Taking that feeling, he came to him. Faraja ilayya. He came to Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar came to him. Faqala ya Huzaifatu. Oh Huzaifa. Unshiduka billah. I give you the oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amin al qawme ana. Am I also included in the same list? Who is he? Umar. And he had the fear of nifaq. We don't have any fear of nifaq. How can nifaq attack me? Me? How come? Impossible. And Umar, unshiduka billahi amin al-qawmi ana, was also my name included in that list. Qultu, Huzaifa says, I told him, Allahumma la. By God, no. Your name was not included. وَلَنْ أُبَرِّيَ أَحَدًا بَعْدًا But I will not say this to anybody else. Because if all the people came to me, whether my name was included, by the process of elimination, the names of the people will become evident. So the secret of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be out. I am not going to say it to anybody else after you. And the same happened, this incident happened with Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of the wives of the Prophet. And Masruq and Umm Salama radiallahu anha قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم She says that the Prophet once said, Min ashabi, from among my companions there are certain people, Man la arahu wa la yarani ba'da namuta abada. who will never be able to see me, nor I will see them after my death. What does it mean? That they will go to Jahannam, not to Jannah. Although they are included in my companions. And this word is very important, min ashabi. This hadith is included by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad. عن مسروق عن ام سلمة رضي الله عنها قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من اصحابي من لا اراه ولا يراني بعد ان اموت ابدا قال فبلغ ذلك عمر. This news reached Umar رضي الله تعالى فاتاه. Now he went to حضرت ام سلمة رضي الله تعالى فقال لها انشدك بالله يا ام سلمة I give you the oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا مِنْهُمْ. Was my name included in them? قَالَتْ لَا. She again said, no. وَلَنْ أُبَرِّيَ أَحْدًا بَعْدَكَ أَبَدًا. But I am not going to say this to anybody else after you. So this is very noteworthy. Nifaq, you know, you should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللَّهُمَّ طَهِرْ قُلُوبَنَا مِنَ النِّفَاقِ وَأَعْمَالَنَا مِنَ الرِّيَا وَأَلْسِنَتَنَا مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَآيُنَنَا مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ. These are the premises of the faith. Now, if you feel, and that is where I digress, you know, if you feel that this infection has taken place, what to do? يَا يُبَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَضَقْنَاكُمْ. Now, spend. And this infaq means spending for the way of Allah, for the cause of Allah. It is not sadaqah. Sadaqah is spending for the welfare of the people, of the poor, of the orphans, of the widows, etc., etc., etc. This is sadaqah. Infaq. Infaq fi sabilillah. This is for the cause of Allah. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. I will promise you that I will discuss this word. نَفَقَ يَنْفُقُ as a verb in Arabic, in Salasi Mujarrad means something is spent, someone has died. The Arabs used to say, nafaqatid darahim. Let me use the word dollar. Dollars have been finished. No more dollars with me now. Nafaqatid darahim. All dollars have been spent. All darahim have been spent. Nafaqal faras. The horse has died. From this infaq, to give away, to spend, to make things, die in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as a man dies, his wealth also dies. You spend it. You are spending your energies, your bodily resources. That is jihad bin nafs. You are spending your money, your wealth. This is jihad bin mal. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. And everywhere you will find jihad bin mal is mentioned first, and jihad bin nafs is mentioned later. Jahidu fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. And just recall the ayah number 15 of Surah Al-Hujurat. Innamal mu'minuna allazeena amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu wa jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah. Jihad bil mal is infaq fi sabilillah. Jihad bin nafs, the highest level would be qital fi sabilillah, when you are risking your life. So, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend for the cause of Allah, in the way of Allah. From whatever we have given you, we have bestowed upon you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before that time, that when the time of death approaches to any one of you, فَيَقُولَ. And then he may say, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh my Lord, only if you could give me a respite, it deferred this moment of death from me for some time. Give me some reprieve. Reprieve me for a while. Give me a respite. Just defer this moment. فَصَدَّقَ. Then I will make sadaqa. Everything I will get in your way. Because now everything is going. He is going from everything. So now he is ready to give everything away for the cause of Allah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And I will become from among the pious people, righteous people. I will become a true Muslim. I will become a true mu'min. I will make true jihad for your cause. If you can just defer this moment of death from me, if you give me some more time. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا and Allah will never increase or defer this moment, this fixed time, the time which is appointed already for every soul. No soul will be reprieved or given any respite when the term comes to an end, when that appointed time approaches. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ and Allah very well knows, He is all aware of what you are doing. You can't deceive Him. You can deceive only your own selves. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ They are trying to deceive Allah and the believers. But they are deceiving none except themselves. But they are conscious, they are not conscious of it. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ So this is not a shauri nifaq. This is not the conscious nifaq. This is the unconscious nifaq which takes a man to this level even. Again I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He purifies our hearts from all types of nifaq. Our hearts as well as our actions and our characters and seerah. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.